Hey, this is Jaybird and Lee, and we're here to talk about movies, music, TV, and what's going on in our part of the world. Today we're going to talk about the new Indiana Jones movie.
The Dial of Destiny.
Yep.
What? What's so funny? You guys are like always giggling.
I don't know. Riley started laughing when we first started the show.
Oh, well, you're allowed to laugh once in a while.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so we are on part 5 of Indiana Jones. Okay, what did we think?
Part 5?
Yeah, it's five. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, Last Crusade, Crystal Skull, and what was the last one?
The Dial of Destiny.
Someone's an Indiana Jones nerd.
What do you mean? I just know the movies.
You've just been watching them all, actually, right?
Yeah.
Recently?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you just
quoted. Not the fourth one, because I did not like that.
No, you didn't like the fourth one on the first time you saw it. Right? Okay. So what'd you think of The Dial of Destiny?
It was good, but I feel like it just took a while in the beginning.
I mean, it was fine. I don't know. It was okay. I didn't love it. I think the best part was when the end started.
When the last part of the film started?
The last part of the film.
Yeah, I mean, like, ultimately it wasn't the most... It wasn't the greatest adventure that Indiana Jones has gone on, as far as I'm concerned. You know, like, when I first saw the Raiders of the Lost Ark, it was like, this is unbelievable. There's a boulder chasing a guy, and there's snakes, and there's the Ark of the Covenant. And this was, like, all mystery and excitement and stuff like that. And it was kind of like, I think, common knowledge in a way that everybody was brought up in a world where, like, religion was a big deal and everything starts in Egypt. This kind of, like, brings you into a Tangiers and time, right? It brings you into, like, kind of not everybody knows the history of, I think it was Archimedes, right? So that was kind of the thing. See, it was all, like, even though it's based kind of in somewhat real world history, like, it's not like everybody knew about it. You know, I think, like, with the Nazis in the third one also. Like, there's Nazis in every single one of these movies. Except for Temple of Doom, right?
Yeah, except for that one.
Right, so, you know, but I think a lot of the basis is, like, the mystique. The history melded in with the supernatural.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting in some cases, but I don't know, the characters weren't my favorite this time.
Yeah, I found them not so great to Indiana Jones as an older man.
Yeah,
I didn't like that guy in the beginning. Like, that was like, you know, like that short guy. You know, the guy from Captain America, the scientist guy.
Oh, you know, the Shaw was the guy.
Yeah, in this movie. He wasn't the best.
I didn't like him.
Well, he was like another sidekick in a way.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, and then his daughter, I didn't like either. Just the characters.
I didn't really like. I didn't like that kid. There, the kid with the mustache kept stealing things.
Really? You got a mustache?
Yeah, still.
I wonder if you're stealing things.
Are you stealing things?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, but it's like, it's so annoying, because, like, I feel like in Temple of Doom, they still have the same guy. Like, that Chinese kid, he kept stealing things, too, from him.
Well, I think it was, no, he didn't really steal things from him. Short Round did not steal stuff. Short Round was, like, his assistant.
True.
This was the assistant of the girl, and they were both thieves. And that's, I think, the difference. And they weren't really nice to Indy.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I did not like that.
No, the entire time, they were rude to Indy. And it's just like, he was trying to help people. He didn't even do anything bad to them. Like, I don't know why.
Well, I guess the main thing is, like, what did you like from the film? Because it sounds all right, like you don't really like much.
I say I like how they brought the old movies to, like, this to this one. Like, in Raiders of the Lost Ark, they brought the snakes in the movie to, like, when Indiana said, when the kid said, when there's eels in the water, he said, oh, they look like snakes. And he's like, snakes? Because he doesn't like snakes. And I also like how they put, like, the bugs from Temple of Doom in there. And there's, like, so many bugs in that movie, but there's also bugs in Temple of Doom.
Right, there were bugs in this one, yeah. So they kind of moved some stuff from the old films into this one.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, my thing is, like, I would have always ran to Indiana Jones film to the theater. I feel like now it's just not that kind of way.
I think I would walk instead of run.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, yeah. I did like the bad guy, the main bad guy. I did like him.
Yes.
I didn't know how he survived that like thing with that. Yeah, just like I felt like he magic. Like I felt like he just like twisted his head and he was done.
Yeah. No, that was a movie magic. I was surprised there wasn't even. I was expecting like a huge scar
or something. Yeah. Yeah.
I probably would have made sense.
Yeah, but.
All right. So, would you recommend the movie?
I'd recommend that you wait till it goes onto one of the streaming services.
Okay, what about you?
You have to watch all four of them to understand it a little bit.
You don't need to. I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, but, but it makes sense.
Mm. I guess in the whole picture it makes sense.
In the whole picture, yes, but if... Like, I didn't remember half the Indiana Jones...
You didn't need to.
And I understood it. You don't need to know
the entire... You don't need to. It was just like throwback references. But all right. Anyway,
we're done. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.